At the world. I'm okay. Mind learning just by yourself?
No. Okay. Whatever you want.
Oh, let's go.
Here we go. Okay, so again, welcome back to Shir. Happy Thanksgiving if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving. Happy Erev Shabbos or happy Black Friday, whatever you do celebrate.
Okay.
This week's Parsha is Parsha Vayishlach. We're also going to touch a little bit on the a little message of Chanukah, because you know we're getting to 10 days. You know, right around the corner, we're gonna before you know it, Chanukah's going to come. So the more we prepare for it, the more we'll be able to connect to the Yontif. There's a famous rabbi in the Mazhitz Hasidus named the Yisa Bracha. The Yisa Bracha, one of the famous Mazhitzer rabbis. It's his yahrzeit tonight. So our learning, Shpeh Ve'ilui Nishmas, his neshama, the Yisa Bracha. It happens to be we're actually going to quote a Torah. We're actually going to quote a Torah from the Yisa Bracha, from the first Mazhitzer rabbi, the Divrei Yisrael. Everyone knows this. Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov Avinu is coming back from his many years with Lavan, and he prepares to be able to meet his brother Esav. He hasn't seen Esav for many, many years, and he's very, very scared. Rashi brings down the famous Chazal. He has three preparations for what Yaakov's going to do to be able to prepare for Esav. He's going to daven. He sends Esav a lot of gifts and to appease his brother. And finally, he has a military strategy. The pasuk that explains his military strategy is the pasuk right on the bottom. I didn't photocopy for you outside, but the Divrei Yisrael, the Mazhitzer Rebbe, writes it right here. Yaakov says, "Im yavo Esav el machna achas." If Esav comes to one camp, right? And then he hits that camp. Yaakov Avinu is a very smart general, right? You don't have to be a genius. If the enemy's going to come and you're going to have everyone together at once, if your enemy's going to hit you, right? Everyone's going to die at once. What does Yaakov Avinu say? Yaakov Avinu says, "Hey, if I split up my family, and Esav's going to come at least." And he's going to come kill and hurt part of my family, at least in the other part of the family, we'll either be able to get away or we'll be able to fight back with all their strength. So that's the pashup shot, that's the simple explanation. However, the Mazhitzer Rebbe, as the Divrei Yisrael beautifully always does, gives us a little bit of a practical message in Avodas Hashem. Before we see that practical message, we should just know that whenever it says Esav in the Torah, Esav, please, welcome. Esav is a reference to the Yetzer Hara. The Zohar explains that whenever the word Esav is brought down in the Pasuk, Al-Pinister, not Al-Pipshat, not on the simple explanation, but Al-Pinister, Al-Pi, the Svar Makadoshim, Esav is a code word. Esav is a coder for the Yetzer Hara. So we just started. Yaakov's coming, and he says, if Esav's going to come now, he's going to hurt my family. At least let me break it up, my family into two. And at least I'll have the rest of my family will be able to get away. So let's look on page one on the bottom. This is Divrei Yisrael, the first Mazhitzer Rebbe. Yivur al pi Masha Omer, and he quotes his great grandfather Rav Yechezkel of Kuzma. He says this pasuk doesn't only refer to a pashup shot military strategy, but it also refers to a person's own military strategy against the Yetzer Hara. On the top column, Shazel Klal. Person has to understand that it's a rule. Shelo yisakish adam lidog ulisatzev al michshol echad chalila. If a person falls and a person does an avera, a person sins once, a person should not make. He should make sure his entire life he does not worry about that one sin. A person sinned. That's a natural. It's a very human reaction to be able to get upset. I can't believe I did that. And a person falls into tremendous atzvus. It happens to me. I'm sure it happens to everyone. When a person messes up, right, and you say that piece of lashon hara, whatever it is, and you feel that very bad. The next, the human reaction, or the way the yitzhar gets us, is not only to make you say, "Hey, okay, I'm not going to do tshuva," but what does he try to do? The Yitzhar tries to make you feel worse. Can't believe you did that. And tries to make you not feel good about yourself and try to get you sad. This is what he said. Listen to what he says. Kizeh ha'atzvus hi etzes ha'yetzer lahafilo lahachshilo yoser chas v'shalom. He says this sadness, this reaction that a person has after falling once, is a complete advice from the Yitzhar Hara to be able to, that a person should continue, have a domino effect, continue to fall. Right? Racha Iker, that says the main thing is lihizar mikanu laba shelo yikalko od chalila. A person has to be strong and say, "No, I'm not going to get upset at myself. I'm a human being. I messed up, but I'm not going to start worrying about it." What does he say? The Yosef Patoar v'Tfila v'Tshuva b'Simcha v'Chias u'Mimela Yisukan Masha Over. He says that a person can't say, "Oh, I'm going to sin every single minute, and then I'm going to be able to I'm going to learn Torah and it's going to all be good." That's not what the Mazhitz are saying. The Mazhitz are saying he's saying that it's such an evil act, and we just look at it as that it goes hand in hand. I sin. and I mess up and I feel bad about myself. What the Yetzer Hara does, he makes you feel more and more sad about yourself, and he doesn't even let you focus on the future. Moshe just says, no, put in your past. If you really feel bad about it, put in your past and say and make a true cheshbon nefesh, make a true calculation with yourself. Say, you know what, I did something wrong, but now I'm gonna increase my Torah. I'm gonna increase my tefillah. I'm gonna daven to Hashem to help me do things differently. I'm not gonna start worrying about the past. I'm gonna worry about the future. And this is what he says right here, the mashal that probably has changed. When my Rebbe, my Moshe Weinberg, said this pshat, look on the bottom, I wrote it down. He said it, Parshas Vayeshev, Tavshin Ayin Dal. 2 years ago, he said it at a Tish in YU. And not now in YU, it's a different place. I mean, there was always good things there, but now there's great things there, Baruch Hashem, ever since Rav Weinberger got there. But he's bringing a little bit of a Hasidisha taste to the yeshiva. So he says, listen to what he says, a mashal, a beautiful mashal that really brings home the message of what the Yetzer Hara does. Behula mashal, 6 lines down. Socher ha'omed bechanuso biyomed deshuka. Someone is a merchant. He's standing in front of his store one day in the marketplace. V'hachevra ganovim oravim bechutz. He says that there's a lot of robbers outside, and they're hanging out. What happens? Holich ganov elchad elachanus v'chotiv chafetz echad boreach. He says, what does one of the robbers do? One of the robbers takes something out of the store, and he starts running away. What does he want you to do? The robbers are very smart. What do they do? The robbers runs away, and what does he want you to do? He wants you to start chasing after him. And what happens? The rest of his friends, the rest of his chabur will be able to come in and take the rest of his stuff. Right? Very smart ganav. Omnam. What does he say? Therefore, hasochar shehu bikech maven kozef. But the merchant who's smart, who understands what's going on, Omer Beliba, he says in his heart, Yachzi lo mashachata ve'eno rodeh achrav. He tells the one of the robbers, "Hey, you could go. You take that devil dog. Take that butterfinger. It's okay. I have too much left in my store to be able to start worrying about one little thing." Rak shomer es hachanus mikanu laba ve'nosiv enosin. He says, "I'm going to guard my store from now from future." I'm going to make sure that I don't lose anything else. He says vanim shamuvan, but maybe we'll explain what's the nimshal. That was the mashal, right? The mashal about the merchant. The nimshal is what does the Yetzer Hara do? The Yetzer Hara is like that same guy waiting outside the store. He takes something, right? Sometimes the Yetzer Hara gets us. We're human beings. But what does he want you to do? He wants you to chase after him. What does it mean, chasing? Chasing is getting upset at yourself, saying, I can't do it, Hashem, getting upset at Hashem, not believing in yourself, right? And that's a domino effect that the Yetzer Hara does. But someone who's strong says, no, the Yetzer Hara, he got me. I messed up. I'm not gonna continue. I'm gonna be strong, and I'm gonna guard everything left in my store. What does left in my store mean? Left in my life. That tomorrow morning tomorrow's a new day. Not only tomorrow. Right now is a new day. I'm putting it in my past. I'm going to let it go and finish. And this is what he says, the last paragraph. I'm sorry that we're doing everything inside, but we just had to see that. This mamash is such a beautiful, beautiful way he said it. So Zehu Sharemez Bekan, the Adu, the Zohar says, Esav Haino Yetzahara. Esav is a code word for Yetzahara. Barotza Lomer. How does he say this back in the pasuk now? Im Yavo Esav Elamachana Ha'achas V'Yiko. If Esav comes to your one camp and he hits you, right? But we know if you say, if Esav is the Yetzahara. If the Yetzahara comes and hits you one time, Hainu, im yavo hayetzahara umachshilo laadam ba'achas b'mitzvas Hashem asher lo teasena chalila. The Yetzer gets a person and he sins and he messes up once and he does something he doesn't want to do. Al yisar she'atzmo mamash over. Person should never give up on yourself from what happened. Ragir she'yah hamachna hanishar lefleita. Right, those are the last words in the pasuk. The hayah hamachna hanishar lefleita. Yaakovina says at least my part of my family will still be able to be okay. How does he say that? What does that mean? In our Avodas Hashem, he says, part of my whole life, I still have my whole life. Esav got me, the Yetzer Hara got me. But look how much I have left. I have so much left in my entire life. Don't let the Yetzer Hara, don't let Esav take everything else. Don't let Esav take everything that I have left that's good for me. He says that if a person understands, he says, you know what? What happened, I'm gonna go forward. It's gonna be okay. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. That's the main message in Avodah Hashem. And this is not only the Mazritzer, this is everything. This is all over Chassidus. Rabbi Nachman, and the same Avort, and the Siva Shom talks about this. The Yetzer Hara, what does he always want to do? He always wants to get a person more upset. When a person messes up, right? The Yetzer Hara's main goal is not for you to do that sin. The Yetzer Hara, his main goal is for you to get upset at yourself. You're not able to move on. But as we said last week, every person has hard times. But it's just the way a person how a person reacts to those times is how a person is able to go forward. If you look at page 2, and then page 3, we're going to get to the Chanukah message also connected to this. The Rav Shor brings down in his Chanukah Sefer a very similar idea, but he says something a little differently. Yehudi tzorech ladas b'chol ma'asav shu shenim sabo. A Jew must realize with any situation that he's found in, kol hester b'chol yirida shiyeshlo, anytime he falls down, he says a person feels like they're not able to daven, not able to grow in their Avodas Hashem. Im chas v'shalom nafal adavar lo tov, baro atzma meyosh, he wants to get down on himself, he's not able to do something good. O she'echad shalo olenu hu metupa b'chola, o yesh lo rachman otzom machla v'eno ro yeshua. If a person chas v'shalom is sick, or a person has a family member that's sick, and he doesn't see any salvation coming, or shardvim, or anything else, Ein Malkum liyeyosh kal. A Jew can never have yeyosh. And listen to what he says here. Ki b'nei Yisrael, this is like the Iker line. Ki b'nei Yisrael, einam chayim al pi teva, al pi klali hateva. Jews do not live in this world on a natural way. When you go outside, there's Jews and there's non-Jews. Jews have a different connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Jews don't live al pi teva, right? The stories that we saw every single day in the Holocaust, you see that Jews literally living l'malam in the teva. We're different people. A person has to realize that when you go outside, it's not that we're looking down, God forbid, at non-Jews, but we just have a different connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't live al pi teva. If a doctor says, "Hey, I don't think there's any chance for you," al pi teva, there might be no chance, right? It's a very pasha thing. But there are countless stories for any. I'm sure you can tell me plenty of stories where the cards match up and they say this person doesn't. And what happens? Everything changes. I have a friend who went to the present Skolena Rebbe in Borough Park, and I'm telling you this because I was there. I have a friend two times in his life who was very 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 sick. Shana bet he wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and the doctors he was feeling very bad, and he had to get an MRI, and they found something chas v'shalom on his brain. They found a very small tumor. And they went to the Skolena Rebbe, the current Skolena Rebbe, and if you've ever seen him, he's very, very old, and his face looks like a malach. So he looks like an angel. He's living in Borough Park nowadays. I'm not a big Rebbe Hopper, but there's certain tzaddikim that have tremendous kochus. What happened was, he went into the Rebbe, we waited there for about an hour, and my friend went to the Skolena Rebbe, and what happened? The Rebbe took him into his base midrash, and he gave him a bracha, put his hand on his head, and he also told him to get a haircut. I'm telling you right now, the doctor said for the past 2 months they found this. They were about to operate on it. After the Rebbe gave him that bracha, there was no tumor. It was gone. Jews don't live in this world al pi teva. It might be al pi teva, then there might be a tumor there. But Jews, a person believes in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not to say that tzaddikim are this happens every time, but Jews do live on another they do live on another level. The second story happened to be that the same person, around a year and a half ago. No one knows what's going on. He literally couldn't walk. Me and his brother had to take him up to the Skolena Rebbe, and we literally had to carry him into the office, into the base magician. But he didn't have a tumor or anything. The doctors didn't know what was going on. And the Rebbe said the same thing. You got to get a bracha, you got to get a haircut. He's very into haircuts, I'm not sure why. And he gave him a bracha, and I'm telling you right now, it was unbelievable. Baruch Hashem, he hasn't had any health issues since, and it's a tremendous thing. Jews do not live in this world al pi teva. Jews live in this world on al malam in a teva, and that's really what Chanukah is all about. So Rav Shor says that the main thing a Jew has to realize is never forget that a Jew must always believe in a Kadosh Baruch, always believe in themselves. But sometimes the Yitzhar gets us. We have to make sure the Yitzhar, even though after the Yitzhar gets us, not to further get that. Not okay. The Yitzhar got what he wanted, but I'm still going to be strong right here. Right? The Kotzker Rebbe, he says a famous thing. The Gemara in Bava Metzia is a famous machlokas by Yeish Shalom Idas. Right? Rava says Havayesh. Rava says that if you have a if you would give up on a certain object and you didn't know about it, Yeish Shalom, and you didn't know about it, Rava says it is good Yeish, and Abai says it's not Yeish. The Kotzker Rebbe says, what does it mean, Yeish Shalom Midas? Yeush, giving up, is Shalom Midas. It's not part of your knowledge. It shouldn't be part of your brain. Meaning, when it comes to the Jews, a Jew can never give up on himself or on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And which really leads us to the third and final page over here. So we saw the Majid to Rebbe. He says if the person has to guard their store to be able to make sure that the Yitzhar doesn't get to have any sadness. Then we saw Shor, who said a person has to realize that Jews live al pila mala min teva, and a person has to have always be mechazik themselves, even when it looks like there's no Yeshua, no salvation. A Jew has to continue going forward and going strong. But this really has a very strong connection to really what Chanukah is all about. As we said last week, Chanukah comes in the darkest time of the year. There's no darker time in the year. Right? Chanukah is a time where every single Jew, no matter who they are, you know, even the Jews who don't keep Chanukah, they always put up a little menorah, and it might be an electric, and it might not be, according to all the poskim, you know, the best way to, it might not be Yotze, but when it comes to Chanukah, a Jew feels connected. And this is what there are three paragraphs that I quoted here that I wanted to see. This is from a Kuntres in Yonei Yimei Chanukah, from a very chashev Rav in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Karlenstein. See, first he quotes, if you look in the top paragraph, he quotes the Maharal and the Gra. He says, if you look at the pasuk in Bereishis, Yomer Elokim Yihior, second line, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there should be light. He says, this pasuk is a remez to Chanukah. So Chanukah might not be found, you know, directly in the Torah, like Sukkot, Shavuos, and Pesach, but it's definitely hinted in the Torah. Yomer Elokim Yihior, and then God said there should be light. Romez Lener Chanukah. He says, this is a hint to Neros Chanukah. Shehu Bayom Yehi B'Gamachia Chafhei. He says that Chanukah, right, we know it falls out on Chafhei Kislev. Yehi, he says, if you take the letters Yud Hey Yud, 25 is Gamachia Chanukah. He says, V'zeu Achre Shenitzu Mimachos Yavan, Shenirmezes B'Pasuk HaKodim V'Achoshach Alpenei Tehom, right, everyone knows that the Pasuk right before this, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, right, and Hashem said there should be light. The Pasuk right before this said, and Hashem put darkness upon the earth. The Medjer says, Choshech zu Yavan, right? Choshech is a remez to Yavan. What did Yavan want to do? Yavan wanted to blacken out. They wanted to show everyone, every Jew, that there's no difference between a Jew and a non-Jew, right? There's no difference. Yavan, all what they wanted to do was to say, this world is all about Gashmis. There's no Ruchnias, there's no Shechina. There's nothing special about being a Jew, right? But he says, no, here, Yavan is Davka. The pasuk right after Choshech, it talks about Or. Why? The Gam Tevas Or she pasuk zeh he Tevas Chafei mitchilas haTorah. Something he adds in also from the Maral Negra. If you count up the words from the beginning of the Torah from Bereishis Bara Elokim, the 25th word of the Torah is Or itself. Is a remez the Gra and the Maral say to show you that Chanukah, even from the beginning of time, Hashem knew there was going to be a special yontif, right? And Or refers to or is the main mitzvah of Chanukah. Look at the last line of the paragraph here. The kevan of Chanukah huzman shal shras hashchina. Chanukah is a time of a tremendous closeness from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Azay zehu simin shal gas shamuna b'chush. It says a person has to feel different on Chanukah. We have a much closer connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu than any time during the rest of the year. According to a lot of svarim, it's like the according to some of the Hasidic from, even though I saw also brought by the Gra, that it's the end of the Yomim Noram, right? Everyone says, Yom Kippur, Ne'ilah, Hashanah Rabbah, but even by the Hasidim, and I even saw by the Gra said also that the end of the Yomim Noram, that the stamp is really on Zos Chanukah. So just to prove further why Chanukah is also a closer time. When a Jew sometimes feels that why does Hashem care about me? About my lighting? There's so many. I know so many greater Jews in my life. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu care about me? Listen to this pshat from Rav Chaim Vital, the Pri Yitz Chaim. Look in the second bracket over here. The Gemara Shabbos Chav Aleph on the base. The Gemara says there. The Nechanaka mitzvah lahanicho lemata me'asar tfachim. He says we know that the mitzvah of Chanukah is to daka place the menorah less than 10 tfachim. Says Varisi b'muva b'mashkaza b'sefer Pri Yitz Chaim. Says the Pri Yitz Chaim brings down, which I believe is from Rav Chaim Vital. The inyan Chanukah hu lahorid hashchina lamata me'asar tfachim. The inyan of Chanukah, the main topic of Chanukah is to bring down the Shechina less than 10 tfachim, right? The Gemara says that you have to do it at the time when people are leaving the shuk. Shezeu koach atuma, and we can skip a couple lines there. The after Isa, the Gemara sukkah, right? Usually the tamid ain't a shechina yoredes lamata me'asar tfachim. Usually the shechina, the Gemara says, does not go less than 10 tfachim. What does that mean? Usually the shechina is not close to Kodesh Baruch. It's not close to Bnei Yisrael. It doesn't go less than 10 tfachim, right? But Chanukah is dafka the time when the main mitzvah is dafka that Hashem goes on less than 10 tfachim. He does goes to those he goes to those Jews who sometimes are messed up, who's not always perfect. There's a tremendous closeness dafka for the Jews who feel like that, you know, sometimes they mess up. Why would Hashem want to have a sheikhus to me? No, The main Indian to on Chanukah is to feel that Hashem Baruch Hu Davka wants to be close to those Jews who sometimes have messed up. Ach b'Chanukah mi'ira hashchina v'yoredes af mekumas hanemuchim lamatam yutfachim shehem mekumas atumah. He says the Davka Chanukah is the time the Shechina it burns the brightest. Davka in those Jews, Davka in those times lower than 10 tefachim. And the rest of the year, the Shechina wouldn't go to those places. The Shechina, maybe, you know, it might be a little too far for a Jew to come back. But Chanukah is the time a Jew can come straight back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is the final source we'll quote for tonight before we quote a less Maisa from the Rebbe. Who was safe in Mori 9. If you ever look in the Mori 9, one of the classic Hasidic Sfarim, he says in Parshas Miketz, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivayacho Ba'atzmo Mori B'Chanukah is Atzma El Adam U'machiz Boaz O'or Al-Hadik Lashub La'alachzor Al-Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself comes down on Chanukah to strengthen a person should hold on to the or of Chanukah, should hold on to the light of Chanukah, that he should return to Hashem. Basically Hashem tries to force a Jew to come close to him. A Jew might feel like they don't want to be close to him on during the rest of the year. Becomes Chanukah. Chanukah is the time that the Priyat Chaim says Hashem brings the Shechina down lower than the rest of the year to be able to bring every Jew back to Him. B'zeh nasa b'chol shana v'shana b'bo zman mitzvahs ner Chanukah. He says this happens every single year at the time when we light Chanukah candles. Every single person here knows when you light Chanukah, there's something special that doesn't happen the rest of the year. At least for me, when I light Chanukah candles, it's a very special time in my family. So basically, just to be able to recap before we go into the last Maisa. We saw the famous word from the Mazhar Tzarebi. He said that if Esav, Yaakov had a whole game plan, if Esav comes to hit me, I'm going to split everyone up into two. But really what the Mazhar Tzarebi is saying, Yaakov was saying, if Esav comes to hit me once, if the Yetzirah comes to hit a Jew, and make a person sin, stop worrying about what happened. Put it in the past. Worry about what you still have. Worry about everything you still have. The second thing we saw was from the Rav Shor. Rav Shor said that the Jews live l'mala min ha-teva. The Jews live on a different scale, on a different level, in a different world than the rest of the world does. Right? So my friend had two Pashat stories with the Skolan HaRibi. There's no way you could describe that to any non-Jewish doctor. If he went back to the doctor has no words to describe that. Just no words. Finally, we saw the beautiful idea from the Maral Nagra. The Davka Chanukah is a time. It's written from the beginning of time that Hashem was putting the ore into the world, and the ore is able to beat Yavan. The tremendous time of Hashrash Hashchina, but not a time of Hashrash Hashchina just for great people, for great Jews. Davka for the Jews who sometimes feel like they don't have a shaychus with Hashem. Sometimes they mess up. They could always come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Davka in the time of Chanukah. Everyone here knows, and I'm sure Dr. Morris said before that the Lubavitcher Rebbe had a lot of very famous maises. I had a very personal maisa, but it's not for now. But there's a famous maisa that I once heard when I was leaving Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael around 6-7 years ago. One of my rebbeim, the Radziner Rebbe, he's like second in line to be in the Radziner Chassidus in Eretz Yisrael. He's a very famous personality in Eretz Yisrael, and he told me the following story. Babach Rebbe, the last of Babach Rebbe, was getting married I believe he got married in Warsaw, and the day that he got married was none other than today, Yudal Kislev. Right? Today was the day of the Rebbe's wedding. The reason why that's important is because you'll see. The story goes is that before the war, before World War II, there was a very famous rabbi, a Ger Chassid, named Rabbi Menachem Zembo. It's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Unfortunately, he was killed in the Holocaust. We have his farm. His farm are unbelievable. But Menachem Zembo took a certain person, and I typed up the whole. I didn't type up. I found the story online, but I remember hearing the story. If I say any of the details wrong, you can tell me. But basically, the story goes: Rabbi Menachem Zembo took one of his younger talmidim, and he took him to the Rebbe's wedding. He knew the sixth Rebbe. He knew the sixth Rebbe, the Rebbe Rayatz, Rabbi Yossi Yitzchak, and he wanted to be able to show his, you know, be able to travel to Warsaw. They traveled to Warsaw to be able for the wedding. Right after the wedding, they were about to head home, and they went to the Rebbe Rayatz to be able to get a bracha. Rabbi Rayatz, the Rebbe at the time, said, "Thank you so much for coming, Rabbi Nachum Zema, and this person. I think his name is Rabbi Greenwald. Thank you so much for coming. But you should just know before you leave, you should go talk. You should go talk to the chassan. Go talk to Rabbi Menachem Mendel. Go talk to my son-in-law." I said, "Okay, the Rebbe tells me to go do something. I'm gonna go do it." And what happens is he went to the chassan. son. The Rebbe went to the seventh Rebbe to get a bracha and get a piece of Torah. Listen to what he said. He said, "Mazel tov, thank you so much for coming." But in his exact words, he said, "It's now Kislev and Chanukah is coming up. It happens to be that the fifth day of Chanukah can never occur in Shabbos. This represents great darkness, such that even the greatness of Shabbos cannot penetrate. The fifth candle symbolizes the light of Chanukah can illuminate even such intense darkness. This is the duty of every Jew, wherever he may find himself, whether it be Warsaw, Moscow, or London, to illuminate even in the greatest darkness." Basically, wherever a Jew is, a Jew has to realize, just like the fifth night of Chanukah can never fall on Shabbos, every Jew can always come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said, okay, very nice to our Torah. What happened? Very good. After the war, Rabbi Nachman Zemba was killed, and this Rabbi Greenwald moved to America, and he moved to Toronto. One of his daughters was getting married, and he saw that it would be, maybe a good thing to be able to get a bracha from the six Rebbes, right? After the war, the six Rebbe was still the Rebbe until, I think, 1950, I think, something like that. I'm not sure the exact details, but he went to the Rebbe Rayatz, and he said, if we came down from Toronto, very good, thank you so much for coming for a bracha, but when you're here, maybe go get a bracha from, maybe go speak to my son-in-law again. He went to the son-in-law, and he said, I don't know if you remember me. He's like, sure. The Rebbe said, sure, I remember you. Very good. Let me tell you a little Dvar Torah. And he said this exact thing. No matter where a Jew is, a Jew can always come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just like the fifth night of Chanukah can never fall out on Shabbos, so too every Jew, no matter where they are, can always come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the guy now is blown away. 20 years ago, he said the same exact Dvar Torah. Something a little weird is going on here. Something a little behind the scenes, something's going on. 20 years go by, it's 1970-something. Now he's making another... He's making another wedding. I'm leaving out of some details just for time's sake, but making another wedding, and he's getting married, and one of his children getting married in London, lo and behold, from one of the places that the Rebbe said, no matter where a Jew is, a Jew can always come back to Kodesh Baruch. And he said, you know what? This is my practice. I always have to go to the Rebbe. And he's about to leave to go come to see the Rebbe, where he gets a knock at the door. Knock at the door from his neighbor, who happened to be a Satmar Chassid. And the Samar Chassid told him that he never understood why Lubavitch Jews go out into the middle of nowhere. You know, sometimes they don't have any shaykhs there's no strong Jewish foundation, and it's very shvach. He doesn't understand what's going on. So listen, I'm not Lubavitch myself, but maybe I'll say something to the Rebbe when I go get a bracha from my child who's getting married in London. He goes down and gets a bracha from the Rebbe Ratz passed away, and the seventh Rebbe, he remembers who he is, and he told him this exact word. He said, just like every Jew can, just like Hanukkah, the fifth night of Hanukkah can never fall out on Shabbos, so too every Jew can always come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rebbe, I just have one more. I know, thank you for telling me the same word, but I really appreciate it. I just want to let you know, before I left my Satmar friend, he told me one thing. He said he never understood why is it the Chabad Chassidim just go in the middle of nowhere, and they don't? And there's no Jewish foundation. They just go in the middle of nowhere. What should I tell him back? He said, tell him this: if his daughter ever went off the derech, he had a son ever went off the derech, who would be the Jew to be able to save him? Who would be able to that Jew to be able to save him when he is in the middle of nowhere? He said, okay, it's a very good time. Thank you very much. He goes back to Toronto, and he tells it to this person, and lo and behold, he's about to go to London. He gets another knock the night before. He said, the Satmar Chassid, unfortunately, his daughter went off the derech, and now he just found out, just happened to be, that she was in London, and she was about to get married to a non-Jew. And he asked his friend now, this Chassid is about to go to London for the wedding, if you're there, if you're in London, please make sure, help my daughter, I'm able to not get married to a non-Jew. So listen, I'll do whatever I can. I'm making a wedding myself. I'll do whatever I can. He runs to London. They have a beautiful simcha. They save for the Sheva Brachas. He does a little digging around to be able to see if he can find the daughter. He finds out the daughter. He says what he could do. And finally, the girl caved in. The girl came in. He came into the Chabad house over there. And the rabbi was about to. This guy was about to leave. And how many lights of Chanukah? How many lights of menorah? It happened to be on Chanukah. Which night of Chanukah was this? It was the fifth night of Chanukah. The Lubavitch Rebbe saw this from already way before 50 years ago. From already, he wanted to implant in this Rabbi Avram of Avrat or by Moshe Chaim Greenwald. He wanted to show it in his heart. No matter where a Jew is, a Jew can always come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just like the fifth night of Chanukah can never fall out on Shabbos. But sometimes it might look like it's not so good. It's not so holy because it can't fall out on Shabbos. Sometimes in the darkest places is Dafka the holiest time. And that's what Chanukah is. Chanukah is a time when a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings in a Shechina. Even to those Jews lower than 10 Tzvachim, where a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring down the whole year, Hashem says, I Dafka come to those Jews. But Hashem should be Zoch, if we live like this, the Eitz Har, God is, he sometimes he can get us. But we stay strong, like the Moshe says, we protect the store, we protect our entire life. Bez Hashem, we should be zocha to fight him, but to fight off the any Esav in our entire life, and Bez Hashem to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu much nachas. Have a beautiful Shabbos.